This is Susanna from epostle.net, welcoming you to today's daily message by Father Vazquez. We thank you for following this podcast and ask that you take a moment to sign up for our newsletter at epostle.net. Hope you enjoy today's message.
Armadoxy for today, adding a simple prayer to his. Pope Leo XIV offered his first blessing and prayer as the head of the Roman Catholic Church to thousands assembled at St. Peter's Square at the Vatican yesterday, as millions more throughout the world watched and received the blessing virtually. Indeed, it was an emotional moment for the pontiff as he transitioned from Cardinal Robert Prevost to head the 1.3 billion member Roman Catholic Church. Even from a distance, watching on screens and phones in different parts of the world, Catholics, believers, and even non-believers were visibly moved as many understood the gravity of this event. Interesting to me was how quickly and readily the term American was volleyed around in the media, conveniently forgetting that the previous Pope, Francis of blessed memory, also came from the Americas. But homeland is a major factor in defining and giving identity to an individual. Think of some of the discussion that consumed news outlets on that first day when they discovered that Pope Leo was from the city of Chicago. Was he a Cubs fan? Or was he a White Sox fan? Perhaps excitement for geographic identity provides a good explanation as to why churches, which are united in their belief in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, are separated along ethnic and national lines. Whether we're talking about the Armenian Church, the Roman Catholic Church, or the Greek, Bulgarian, Georgian, Russian Orthodox churches, or even the American congregations of Presbyterian and Methodist, there is, of course, the AME, the African Methodist Church, and, of course, the Church of England. Often, the Christ, the center of Christianity, is lost in some of the traditions that align us with national preservation. Bishop Daniel Findikian of Holy Etchmiadzin talks extensively about this in his book, Building Up the Body of Christ, with a link in today's show notes. And musician John Lennon, as a dreamer, points to the grave dangers of the consequence of national pride when he asks us to imagine there's no countries, nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. With this in mind, let us turn to the first words of Pope Leo XIV in his message to the people, to the world. Peace be with you all. Dearest brothers and sisters, this is the first greeting of the risen Christ, the Good Shepherd who gave his life for God's flock. I too would like this greeting of peace to enter your heart, to reach your families, to all people, wherever they are, to all peoples, to the whole earth. Peace be with you. To his prayer tonight, we add most appropriately, Amen.
Epostle.net. Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.